every organization we work with is trying to balance a pretty difficult tension. On one hand, they want predictability, especially at the early stages when they're planning and budgeting. On the other hand, they want adaptability, especially as they get into the execution of things and they discover more as things change. Traditional project management promises predictability through control, but that quickly breaks down when the plan encounters reality. Agile embraces change, but too often it lacks the structure stakeholders need to make commitments and manage risk.
Faced with this tension, we've seen far too many companies try to blend Agile and Waterfall somehow, only to end up with the worst of both. Hybrid Agile often just means Waterfall with stand-ups or Agile teams buried in upfront planning. This is why so many attempts at Hybrid Agile fail. And that worst of both worlds approach creates friction at every level. Leadership wants early visibility and forecasts, but teams uncover critical details too late. Stakeholders want dates they can count on. Then they realize they need something different and ask for changes in priorities, blowing up the schedule. Teams feel caught between rigid plans that don't match reality and reactive chaos that keeps them from making meaningful progress. Instead of building momentum, work slows down, people get frustrated, and progress feels like an uphill battle.
We've helped dozens of clients fix this problem, and now we've taken the patterns that work and turned all of those into an approach others can use. We're calling it CAPT, which stands for Complexity-Aware Planning, Estimation, and Delivery. It doesn't try to force Agile and traditional project management together. Instead, it balances flexibility and predictability by recognizing the difference between complex and complicated work. And in this episode, we'll explain how and why CAPT works.
But first, this show is a free resource sponsored by the Humanizing Work Company, where we help organizations get better at leadership, product management, and collaboration. Visit the contact page on our website, humanizingwork.com, and schedule a conversation with us if your organization wants to see stronger results in those areas. If you want to support the show, the best thing you can do if you're watching on YouTube is subscribe, like the episode, click the bell to get notified of new episodes, and drop us a comment with your thoughts on today's topic. If you're listening to the podcast, a 5-star review makes a huge difference in whether people can find the show or not.
All right. CAPT is built on an important idea that many of the hardest and most important parts of an initiative are inherently complex, meaning cause and effect aren't clear up front and understanding emerges only through experimentation. So treating things as predictable and attempting rigorous planning for it is doomed to fail. We've probably all experienced this at least to some extent, where we're spending weeks or even months analyzing every detail up front, thinking it'll give us control over the outcome. But the reality is, the most valuable work in a project, the part that makes it innovative, competitive, or game-changing, is usually complex and emergent, not complicated and predictable.
Right. Complex problems can't be solved through analysis. The answers emerge from experimentation, iteration, through making actual changes that show us how things work. And this has always been the source of the real tension between Agile and traditional project management. Every leadership team wants more predictability, but when they try to force a rigid plan onto complex work, things break down fast. And that leads to the key breakthrough in CAPT. It's what we call active planning. Instead of trying to make a perfect plan before we have enough information, we tackle the hardest, most uncertain parts of the work first as a planning activity. It's not just execution, it's doing work to uncover the emergent data and to reduce the risks that you can't predict ahead of time.
That's how some of the most successful creative and engineering teams in the world operate. Take the animation studio Pixar, for example. They don't script a perfect movie before production starts. They develop rough, what they call ugly early versions, and test them repeatedly, week after week, to refine the story. Another example, Frank Gehry, the famous architect behind some of the most stunning buildings in the world, doesn't start with detailed blueprints. He goes through a process creating thousands of sketches and physical models, experimenting with form and structure before finalizing the design.
Which is exactly what active planning does. It's structured experimentation that resolves uncertainty before we build a detailed plan. So the CAPT approach follows four phases. Phase one is what we call strategic planning. It's where we identify the real core complexity up front before deciding to proceed with the initiative. Next is active planning. As we've described already, that's where we're running focused experiments to resolve uncertainty early, often while actually making progress on core elements of the solution. Phase three is analytical planning. That's where you take what you've learned so far to develop a realistic, risk-aware execution plan. And finally, phase four, iterative execution, where we incrementally deliver high-quality solutions while still building in adaptability for new discoveries.
And even without adopting the full model, you can get some benefit from it right now. Instead of waiting until later to deal with the biggest risks in your project, pull complexity forward. Start by testing the assumptions that could sink your project if they're wrong. Pick one big unknown in your current work and ask, how can we test this right now? That small shift alone can dramatically improve your planning and execution.
And if you want to go deeper, that's exactly what we help our clients do. CAPED is a structured way to balance complexity and predictability without falling into the agile versus waterfall trap. If this challenge sounds familiar, let's talk about how CAPED could help your team navigate it.
For more info about the CAPED approach, check out humanizingwork.com/CAPED for an overview of what goes on in the four phases we've described today. And if you want to see how CAPED could transform how your teams work, get in touch. We'd love to hear what challenges you're facing and how we can help.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Humanizing Work Show. We'll see you next time.